going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I would bet somebody is, but that's just me.
I don't know. The guy's tearing the cover off it. He's finally comfortable with his new position.
Yeah. He's in those last 15 games, he's hitting .450, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
No, I mean, it's good.
Guys,
is there somebody hotter? I bet. Aaron Judge is hitting .400 for the year. So I don't know. I mean, I would say probably somebody's hotter.
Yes.
You agree with that, though, Keith? If he hits like that, you can play wherever you want?
Play him wherever you want. Well, he doesn't want. He really only wants to play one spot. It's very clear. He's still getting over the fact that he was asked to not play third and DH, because that's a huge transition going to just hitter when you were pretty much just a hitter who would butcher balls at third. Doesn't want to go to first. Doesn't want to be a team player. But he can hit. Nobody's surprised that he can hit. He got off to a horrible start, right? He was 0 for 20 with a million strikeouts. So he got off to a horrible start. But he's pretty consistent in his career, right? He'll sock you on 30 bombs. He'll drive in 100. That's why they paid him $300 million, by the way. So, yeah, the guy can hit. He's just a horrible teammate.
Lou had a similar take on Twitter. He said, holy smokes, play wherever you want. I disagree with this. And, Keith, I know you want him at DH if you even want him on the team. Have you moved on that at all? Is he okay to be a Red Sox, or are you still dealing him?
I'm trading him. I think you can get more for him now that he's hitting so well.
I got it.
No, the value's going up.
Stay hot.
Get him out of here. There's going to be some other problem with this guy.
So you have him off the team, but if he's on the team, you do leave him at DH, correct?
Yeah, I would just leave him at DH.
Okay. I would move him. The Red Sox, by the way, have another injury. They have another first baseman on IL. Cass is done for the year. Romy Gonzalez, think of him whatever you will. I don't think much of him. But another injury at first base, and Rafael Devers is like, nope, I'm still good.
Good.
Still don't need to move. Bodies are dropping left and right at the position. And by the way, he didn't even want a DH in the first place, and it affected him for a little bit. It certainly affected him in spring training. He's a big, giant, blubbering baby about it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it didn't impact him. He's still hitting. So I'm pretty sure even though he doesn't want to play first base, he'd still hit. The idea that he's like magically hitting at DH because that's where he wants to be is wrong. I disagree with Lou. I disagree with Middlebrooks. I disagree with everybody on that. It's wrong. He doesn't even want to be there, and
no,
he's hitting fine. So I'm sure he'd hit fine at first base too. I just reject that whole idea.
I'm kind of with you on that. The guy can hit. He has hit. He's been pretty consistent in the majors. He's not the first guy, by the way, to play in the field and then be a DH, or he wouldn't be the first guy to play in the field and then move positions within the field, right? We've seen it all the time, and every guy in this roster pretty much has moved spots. They move spots in a weekend series. They might move spots in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rafaela and Campbell and on down Duran, like on down the line, Trevor Story, these guys have all moved spots and they could still hit. So he's been in the majors a long time. He has hit pretty much every single year. I think he would do the same at first. Now, I think he'd be terrible at first. I think he'd be a butcher.
Which,
I'd rather just move somebody else.
Which he might be.
Have a domino effect.
I acknowledge that he might be, but a good teammate would move to first and be a butcher and be willing to potentially be embarrassed for the betterment of the team. But I have no idea if he's good at first base.
Kyle Schwarber did it on the fly with these massive games. He went over to first, and obviously it was a bit of an adventure over there, but he ended up being beloved by the fan base. And did it affect his hitting? No, he was still socking dingers.
No, he slugged.
He was hitting the hell out of it playing different spots. So I think both things can be true. The guy can be a good hitter and he can be a trash teammate. They're both true. That's what he is.
I don't disagree.
But he has value. Like he can hit. And so at least you have that. But I'm sure everyone's looking at him a little sideways. Like, okay, great. I'm glad you're comfortable. Like, are you doing what's the best for the team right now?
Yeah. Meanwhile, again, bodies are dropping at first base, and he's still like, no, I'm good. Tristan Cass is hurt. No, I'm good. Romy Gonzalez hurt too. Nope, not going over there.
Well, that's what's so crazy.
Could it possibly be bothered to help the team whatsoever?
Going back to those comments from last week, which spawned, you know, a big face-to-face meeting with the owner and everything else, but it was like he was operating under the fact that Tristan Casas didn't get hurt and was out for the season. It was like, this isn't the same thing. This isn't 2 weeks into the year, Casas hitting .150, and they're like, just kidding, we need you at first. It's like, no. It's a season-ending injury. The guy won't even be ready for the start of next season.
Right.
We think we need this for the team. Will you be willing to do it? No.
So I think, let's say Casas, whatever, wasn't on the team. Romy Gonzalez, your first baseman. He gets hurt on the IL for 10 days. Endeavor says, I'm good. I don't want to go to first. I still think that makes him a bad teammate, but I get it. I would get that. Hey, it's 10 days.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? I mean, the answer would be to help the team, but I'm comfortable here. Can somebody else please do it?
But I would even understand.
I at least get that.
I would get the team not even asking him at that point because
You're
like, all right,
me too.
He just made this transition. Our first baseman will be back in a week and a half. It's a long, long season. We don't need to do this, but you are
a
trying to figure out.
Season-ending injury?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's completely different.
To a guy who started as your cleanup hitter. Opened the year as, or was he, where was he?
Yeah, cleanup.
Yeah,
and then
you.
Sixth, then seventh, and then out.
So, and he won't be bothered. So, it doesn't just bother you and me, Keith, and a lot of you out there, and you could jump in on it, 617-779-7937. It apparently bothered John Henry.
Yeah.
Which, my God,
somebody woke him up and got him out there.
I didn't know what it would take to get John Henry to show up to an away game. And
yeah, we have the answer.
Meet with the player, but we do now have our answer. It was Rafael Devers refusing to go to first base, making a big dog and pony show about it the other day, late last week. That's after making a big dog and pony show about it in spring training, not wanting to go to DH and leaving third base, ultimately leaving spring training for a chunk of time. So even John Henry is offended by this.
Yeah.
And even John Henry's
like, wait, I'm paying you $300 million and you won't play first base?
I got to do something. Linda, fire up the jet.
He got there.
So I'm reading here from Mass Live. One day after slugger Rafael Devers expressed an unwillingness to move to first base and Rip Breslow in a media session, Henry, Kennedy, and Breslow took an unplanned trip to the Midwest to try and clear the air with him. So did you catch that? Henry, Kennedy, Breslow, all three.
Yep. The big three.
Before the Sox series opener against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium, the trio of Henry, Devers, and Cora met in the manager's office. So Breslow went all the way there, and Breslow wasn't
Stayed
even
outside.
In on the meeting. Yeah, he's just, was he not allowed in? Were they like, hey, Craig,
Devers
sit it
like,
out?
I don't want to see that guy's face. I mean, I will knock him out.
What makes you think Breslow went all the way there and then wasn't allowed in the meeting? Do you think Henry didn't want him in the meeting, or do you think Devers
no.
and Cora didn't want him in the meeting?
Yeah, I would
he's,
guess. That'd be my guess.
The events of the day delayed Cora's pregame availability by more than an hour.
Well, also,
so they were yeah. meeting for, what, an hour plus hashing things out. Who knows what Devers was saying? You got extra time with the translator, too.
Well, the initial report, too, said that Henry met individually with Devers. And not trying to be, like, funny or flippant. I was like,
how'd that go?
Did anybody translate that?
Yeah.
Like, how did that, like, was it just them staring at each other? And, like, one guy speaking Spanish, one guy speaking English. Like, we're not going to get a lot done here, guys. Or they're doing like, on their phones, and they're translating it through their phones. I also don't know if we can trust the translator that they have. Like, that's why you for sure need Cora in that room.
No, you cannot, as we found out late last week, trust the team PR spokesman, who is also Rafael Devers' personal translator there.
Right.
Breslow was not present for the sit-down. But said he heard it went well. Quote,
yeah, he had his ear with a cup up against the wall. It sounds good in there.
He said, quote, it's probably wise for some of these matters to stay between John and Rafi, but my understanding is that it was a productive dialogue.
Hmm.
There was an honest exchange by both sides. I think we're going to walk out of this in a much better place.
An honest exchange
mm-hmm.
is such a, like, professional way of saying huge argument.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Big time.
Oh, we had an honest exchange of ideas.
Honest exchange
hollering
is like
at each
fighting,
other.
Screaming. Yeah. Like, that's how I view that.
No, I don't disagree.
It was an honest exchange. It's like, okay, they were yelling at each other.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
Henry actually yells, but like that was as mad as Devers could probably get.
My wife and I have had some honest exchanges over the years.
Right.
Yeah, that's a nice
was.
Way of saying that.
Okay.
With a full-on feud seemingly brewing, the Red Sox leapt to action. I don't think they leapt. I mean, it's May.
I am surprised.
I would have dealt with this a little earlier than May, personally. But
true, but I'm surprised they even dealt with it at all.
No, fair. I'm surprised.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
I'm shocked Henry even bothered to pay attention to his team in May.
It's true.
I thought it was productive, Cora said. Obviously, having everybody here and in the same place, it means a lot, not only for us on the ground, but for the players and to Rafi, too. I thought it was good. It was a good conversation. He expressed his feelings, meaning Devers.
Sure.
John did the same thing. We talked a little bit. Everybody saw who was here, and that carries weight in the clubhouse. So that means, I mean, I think the whole team was like, okay, we're dealing with this, because maybe the rest of the players on Devers' team felt like the team needed to deal with it.
Yeah.
A big part of Henry's message to Devers, Breslow said, revolved around being a good teammate. We felt it was important based on the situation that unfolded yesterday. This is from over the weekend. To come out here and have an honest conversation about what we value as an organization and what we believe is important to the Red Sox, that being a great teammate for each other, we think it was an important conversation to have. So Breslow said Henry went there and the message was, be a good teammate.
Yeah.
Because people on that team feel like he wasn't being a good teammate. And it's honestly crazy that Breslow had to talk to Devers directly and Henry had to get on a flight to go to Kansas City because Cora can't handle this.
No, because Cora doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Cora can't do it. So now Breslow and Henry on back-to-back series have had to get involved because Cora can't do it.
Because Cora won't do it. Well, because Cora's probably like, well, you're the DH. We want you to be the DH. These guys want you to play first base. Like, I'm on your side, Rafi.
Yeah, I wonder if as much of the meeting was for Cora.
Yeah.
Or as much of the trip. Like, yeah, they met with Devers.
Possible.
But I wonder if, like, Breslow and Henry and Kennedy and everybody met with Cora, too. But and they're like, dude, you gotta get on this because this is a mess.
But is any change going to happen? Like, hey, we need you to be a good teammate. Okay. I'll be a great teammate at DH. He hasn't played first, has he?
I think the fact that Henry went to Kansas City.
Think he ever plays first base?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's far more likely now. And I already thought it was going to happen. I think it's far more likely it happens quick. The owner got his ass on a flight and went to Kansas City.
I know.
Not L.A. Kansas City. And he
turned around. He's like, keep it running.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm leaving.
Like, he went to the middle of nowhere to go meet with Rafael Devers. And I don't know, the guy signing your check says, be a good teammate.
Yeah.
That's going to matter. You think he's going to dig in his heels on that and say, I'm not doing it?
Was he not going to pay
him? When he met with the owner face to face?
He already signed that deal. It's guaranteed money. It's baseball money.
I don't know what Henry could threaten and what sort of leverage Henry has.
Not much.
So I don't know that you can play that firm of a trump card and say, we're not paying you. You're right. I don't think you can do that.
I mean, you have to look into the nitty-gritty of the contract. I can't imagine it says, play any position.
But you get called in by not your boss, not your boss's boss, but the big boss,
the biggest boss there is. Yeah, the guy.
You get called in for a one-on-one meeting with him.
Well,
my guess is that's going to...
One-on-two.
It's going to change your attitude to a degree.
Yeah.
Again, it's not Cora. It's not Cora's boss, Breslow. It's the guy.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
No, it does. I mean, that feels like change is coming, but then we haven't gotten any report out of that. I mean, that day he was DH-ing, right? And so we'll see. They got another game today taking on Detroit. My guess is DH.
I'm not telling you he's playing first base today. I mean, he's got to get in the field in it. But
why don't you get Nick Sogard in the lineup? You have the two best minor leaguers in the world right now just smashing the ball at Worcester, and you got Nick Sogard starting games and Abraham Toro.
I think we're getting closer to Roman Anthony as well, by the way, and maybe these are all in conjunction, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the near future we start getting reports about Devers fielding balls at
first
base.
Fielding a few grounders over
there? Yeah. I bet we get...
Does he get a first baseman's glove? Does he go to Dick's and get himself a first baseman's glove?
I don't know where the closest Dick's Sporting Goods is in Missouri.
Yeah.
Where are they now today? They were in Kansas
They're in
City.
Detroit.
Thank you, Detroit. You just said that. Yeah, I don't know where the closest Dick's Sporting Goods is, but I'd go size myself up for a first baseman's glove. Since you mentioned the prospects, because it is frustrating that Nick Sogard is here.
Right.
And it's frustrating that it was Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro while Meyer and Anthony are toiling away in AAA. There was an interesting note from Sean McAdam over the weekend that caught my eye. And again, this is like the beginning of them justifying calling them up and pretending it's not some service time manipulation with Anthony and Meyer, which is what I think it is. But McAdam had the note about Rafaela. He says, there's some growing frustration within the Red Sox organization about outfielder Seydon Rafaela. More than once, Rafaela has been advised in the dugout to take the first pitch in his next at-bat, only to swing freely minutes later.
Take the first pitch. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a big hack.
Yeah, like, whatever you say. I got it.
What's that? Take the first pitch?
Yeah.
You mean swing out of my shoes?
Swing away.
Not swing out of your shoes.
Only to swing freely minutes later.
How about that?
Rafaela showed up in spring training and showed that he could be more selective at the plate, but that discipline has mostly disappeared in the regular season. It feels like we're close to one of or both Meyer and Anthony getting promoted to the big leagues, and it sounds like Rafaela will be one of the fall guys, and the other, it would be a hell of a lot easier to move Devers to first base, open up DH, and get some guys in the lineup that way. So maybe those are in conjunction.
The Red Sox assistant hitting coach took the Twitter on this, and he replied to that saying, "This is news to me."
Ooh, doesn't like that.
Well, he heard the assistant hitting coach, so I don't really know what you're in charge of.
I don't know what Fatsy's up to.
Yeah.
Dylan Lawson refuted that.
He's like, I didn't give him the take science. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you're the assistant to the hitting coach.
We don't need you
to do that. You're not the manager. You're not the hitting coach. You just got, what do you do?
Whether it's
you
true,
bring him his bats.
Whether that specific detail is true or not, I'm with you. He seemed like the guy that might get kind of pushed out of the starting lineup, but it doesn't mean you're not going to see him a lot. He plays every position and doesn't complain about it. And so I think he'll just be sort of everybody's backup.
Also, a weird time for that to come up because Rafael is like actually hitting the ball well right now.
Mm. I'm telling you, it's not that weird. We're getting close to the service time manipulation date.
They need to make
something up to justify a baseball reason why they're doing it. And
three days to Roman Anthony.
So my guess is it's something like that. We're going to get Roman Anthony in short order.
Marcelo Meyer.
And our guy Marcelo Meyer.
Yeah.
Anything about the Red Sox in this series? They went 2 out of 3 against a team that had won 7 in a row, or they went 2 straight against a team that had won 7 in a row. Kansas City is good. Red Sox 2 games over .500. Are we feeling any better now that Henry came in, cleared the air? Are they, on an upward trajectory, or do you need to see more?
So TBD on the Henry Devers thing, honestly. Like, you got to see, like, does he play first? How does that go? Devers himself, we talked about, is on fire at the plate. I would look at it as another series win, good sign. And Crochet and Giolito looking as good as they did, holding the Royals down to nothing. Really, this whole series, they held the Royals down to nothing. They didn't score like any runs against them. But Crochet against Cole Reagans, and it was all Crochet. He was awesome. And then Giolito, particularly coming off the previous start, we're like, oh, man, what is this guy going to be? He got hit all over the yard, almost like hung out to dry in that fourth inning against Texas back at Fenway. Much better. Like, he was throwing hard. He only walked one guy. Didn't give up any home runs, which can be a big issue for Giolito. Even though he didn't do that against Texas, that can be a problem for him. So that was his best start in a Red. I mean, he only had 3 of them, but that was his best start in a Sox uniform. So I look at that as a big positive.
No, and look, I need to see way more out of this team before I go. They're back. They've won 2 in a row.
No.
Henry cleared the air. But everything's
4 out of 5,
good. Devers hot.
Like,
look, I feel like those back-to-back series, Toronto and Minnesota, felt like a bit of a bottoming out. But let's see. You know, let's see where it goes from here. I do feel like they've turned things around since that point. Beating Texas 2 out of 3, beating Kansas City 2 out of 3. Those are good teams.
Yeah.
So that feels like a trend in the right direction. But I definitely need to see more. And I wouldn't be surprised, based on Henry getting his ass on a flight and getting out to Kansas City, if we start to get reports about Devers taking grounders at first base, especially when they're back home, they get Atlanta late in the week. Like, you know, there'll be more media around, more of a chance to do a dog and pony show at home. Devers is out there taking grounders. We'll hear about it. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about that soon, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get Anthony and Meyer soon. We're close to service time manipulation.
That'll be exciting.
We're close to that date, and
even
though they've won 4 out of 5, and they've won 2 straight series against good quality playoff caliber teams, this team still needs a shot in the arm.
I was looking at Rookie of the Year odds in the American League, and Campbell was first or second, but then they had not too far down the list is Roman Anthony, who hasn't even come up yet, hasn't even played. There's like getting ready because he's the top prospect in baseball, and if he shows up in the middle of May, he's got the ability to be the Rookie of the Year.
I wouldn't be surprised, would you?
Not at all.
Comes up and rakes for 4 months.
Because some of the Rookie of the Years, it doesn't mean they're wire-to-wire guys either, right? Sometimes they do get called up a little bit later, and then they just kick ass. Like Paul Skeens or whatever. Like, so Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, both those guys could be a player if they get called up this month.
They should. I think we're close to it. Yeah. You can jump in on the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Our guy Monty Mack in the Twitch chat is asking, did Breslow say he asked Rafi to go to first? No one asked him specifically to go to first. Good. No.
They did.
Devers said. Breslow talked to him about it.
Breslow did ask him, and he told him to stick it, basically.
Yeah. I mean, Breslow evaded the questions here on the air. Devers went there.
Right.
And Devers told you. So, they asked him to go to first.
They did.
Breslow asked him to go to first. He said no. That came out late last week. I don't know where you've been, but that came out late last week.
He's been on the Twitch chat.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. Keith has a summer movie preview, all the blockbusters.
I got top 15. Top 15 summer movies.
Top.
You wrap your head around that.
15 summer movies.
Top 15.
Okay.
Yep.
That comes your way, less than a half an hour from now? Mm-hmm. At 11:45, we're back to the Celtics at high noon. A special appearance by Terp. Pure Hoops with Terp. At high noon on a Monday going into game four. He's in New York. We'll get the feel from MSG. Celtics shoot-around was going on earlier today. Might still be ongoing, actually, now that we think about it. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, an update to Bill Belichick, the Miss Maine competition where he was in the house for both nights. We'll do that with all your phone calls right after.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For trending.
Dan Patrick's into it. I mean, this is turning into a Stefan from SNL sketch. This story has everything.
It really does.
50-year age gap. Erectile dysfunction medicine.
I don't. Dan Patrick.
CBS Morning Interviews.
Dan Patrick, by the way, is 67. He's like, I get it.
He's like, yeah, that's fine.
I know.
High five to that.
I understand. Shout out Dale.
I like how they're like, hey, there's no, North Carolina's had a couple of statements where they've had to, like, defend Jordan. Meanwhile, Pablo Torre's like, do you know how much stuff we have? Do you know how much information and how much research we've actually
back?
Done?
Yeah.
Nice tease there.
Can I ask you? What? I mean, What's being unsaid there? What are you leaving out of the story?
He's got everything.
Well, what are you leaving out?
But I love that they're like questioning him. He's, yeah, right. He's like, we've followed these two around.
Just to get the phrasing right again, how did that was Pablo Torre with Dan Patrick.
Yeah, who had the podcast Friday that we kind of went through, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about this on Friday. What was his exact phrasing? Injectable erectile dysfunction? Is that what he said? How exactly did he word that?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Yeah, if we could.
Find that.
But just
including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs as just a...
What was left out there? You're saying there's more to that.
I mean,
I feel like
the
I get it.
Frequency, I suppose.
I feel like I get it, but you're telling me there's more.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm listening.
Has there ever been a story with too much detail? Because I feel like we're getting into that territory right about now.
So that was more from Pablo Torre on what he's hearing on Bill Belichick. It's a little tease. I know Dan Patrick's
Yikes.
Excited for it. I think we all are.
Nice tease there.
Meanwhile, Jordan.
Yeah. Busy weekend.
Finished as second runner-up.
Or
also
third
known
place,
as third place.
As everywhere else in the world would call it.
In the Miss Maine
loser!
Competition.
You're a loser!
No, come on. She's on the podium, though. Like, yeah, if they do, like, an Olympic-style podium.
Second loser, yeah.
Bronze.
Yeah, she's a second loser.
Yeah, bronze medal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Carmelo Anthony has a bronze medal.
That's true.
LeBron James has a bronze medal.
That's a good point.
And so does Jordan. Miss Maine bronze. So if something, God forbid, happens to the first two Miss Maines, she would be the one that would then step up and have to for you know fill those responsibilities.
Honestly, with her, I'd rule nothing out. Like I mean, I would be nervous if I were those first two.
She can have it. She can have it. I don't want to be a part of this.
So according to Steve Buckley at The Athletic, Belichick was among 200 or so spectators on Saturday's portion of the event. Yeah.
Friends and family.
Which Jordan Hudson was a contestant in. Belichick was front row for the 45-minute session at the Holiday Inn Portland.
Okay, well.
So one of 200 people, he was front row.
I bet they have a good beer list.
I saw a separate video of Bill. The New York Post put this video up where Bill was chit-chatting with Miss Massachusetts. To which I would say another individual who should be watching her back.
Well,
first and second place in the Miss Maine competition, I'd be watching my back. Right.
Miss Massachusetts,
you're a little too flirty with Bill there.
Don't like
Bill
that.
Was a little too flirty with you. I'd be watching my back when
Fair.
It comes to that. But yeah, the second runner-up, a.k.a. third place in Miss Maine.
Third place. We were wondering if all of this attention was going to help or hurt. I'm not super familiar with pageants and how they work. I couldn't name a single other Miss Maine contestant, so I didn't know if they would want all the attention. Turns out, no.
No.
Turns out they would not. Because did I read somewhere that she last year was in this competition and got the silver medal? So she's actually
is that
further.
True?
I heard that.
Somewhere. Oh, I didn't.
So
I was
she's actually going further away.
I don't follow Miss Maine super close, so I didn't realize that. But wow, so
I couldn't really handicap it.
She's been in this before.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But there was like a fan vote. You see that fan vote thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was like you had to spend $1 to vote. And I'm like, how did she not win this easily?
Bill, I need another $8 million if you could. Thanks, Bill. Just 8 million votes.
Like, just second place with 237 votes. Some lady from Sacco. And then with 8,400,300. So you kind of did a little much there, Jordan.
You overdid it by just a degree. So it didn't go great for her. There is something very amusing to me. To Bill just bragging to all of his gross, horny friends, like, "Oh, it's the number three girl in Maine." Like, there is something very funny about
that's tough.
To me. It's not like it's Miss Maine.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
that's why the winner and the second place person are never on the same.
They can't all be in the same place. Exactly. No.
So God forbid.
There's something very amusing about that. Just hearing Bill talk about that in my head to all of his gross friends about how she's the number three. In Maine, he's bragging about that. It's very amusing.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bill's going to be doing a sit down on Friday with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Jeepers, creepers. Maybe don't do any more interviews.
Well, how do you think that one's going to go?
Super lame. Like Strahan, they kind of have to ask about her at one point?
It's Good Morning America. You have to ask about Jordan. It's the only reason people even know about it.
But he's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I bet it's going to be a softball. But if he's on, you have to ask about that. You have to. I don't care what the pre-requirements are.
Is she going to be sitting like next to him during the interview?
No.
Is she going to be in the room?
No.
Okay, so they'll at least change that.
I mean,
but if he asks her about her,
you're asking me to guess. My real answer is I have no idea. But you're asking me to guess she will not be there.
And because it's
a
competitor of CBS, do they go down the road of just like? Being like, oh, they were very unprofessional.
Oh, maybe.
Kind of thing. Like, you just bury them, and then ABC's like, they stink. Like, I don't know. Like, you could go that route. Be like, listen, like, what they showed wasn't the full clip. Like, do you kind of take from the statement? Otherwise, you're right. If they just go out there and he's like, hey, remember when we beat you in the Super Bowl, Bill? And he's like, ha, 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 you were a great player,
well,
Michael.
I'm sure there'll be some of that, and that's fine. But, even just the events of the last week, plus we saw you in Maine.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Miss Maine competition?
Could have been better, could have been worse.
Yeah.
I have a question with some of the judges.
Like, you know.
They didn't see it the same way I did.
Start with that. You can ask about the events of the last week. Like, you have to.
And so that's this Friday with Strahan?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be. I can't imagine it's live, so my guess is it would be filmed.
Yeah.
But that's going to be Friday morning on Good Morning America.
He's like, I'm here to talk about the book, Michael. Nobody wants this book, Bill.
No one's buying this book. No one cares about this book. No one's into it whatsoever.
Yeah.
So we're promised more information from Pablo Torre, or at least like the threat of more information is hovering over all of this. UNC denied that she's been banned from the football facility. She finished third in Miss Maine, and Bill's got to sit down on Friday on Good Morning America.
Man.
Story's not going away.
It is
I know
not.
People
the
claim,
season doesn't even start for a few more months.
No. People claim Twitch chat, text line, phone calls. Oh, I've heard too much of this. Are you guys going to spend more time on this?
Yeah, we probably.
There's already been a million updates since the last time we were on.
Correct.
And there's going to be more. So we'll continue to follow it. We'll cover it like no other here on Jones and Keith on WEEI. Well, maybe one other.
Wow,
covers
geez.
It a little closer than we do.
That's true.
How about Jake in Boston? Hello, Jake.
Yeah, Paolo Torre deserves a C-minus for his reporting. So yesterday he tweeted and called it Miss America instead of Miss USA.
Oh, boy.
There's a huge difference between Miss America and Miss USA.
How dare you?
Miss America is for, like, do-gooders, overaccomplished, virginal white. Miss USA is for bop girls like Jordan Hudson. Anyway, in 1994, when Nancy and Tanya happened, the judges were never going to let Nancy Kerrigan win. They have egos, too. And those egos were not going to let the story be bigger than their competition. So Jordan was porked yesterday as a result. But there are
who's the Oxana Baiul? At least she didn't have to wait 10 minutes for the injectable to kick in this
time. This blonde was the Oxana Baiul, and she was blonde like Oxana Baiul. But there are two bigger stories.
Yeah,
obviously, one, Pablo was going down, which is Jen and Callie hired a PI to dig into Jordan because they're worried about their spot in the wills. Like, they went full George Steinbrenner on Dave Winfield in the 1980s. And then the chronically online Jordan has not posted since April 29th when we were promised a full statement. And now for a Gen Zer.
But hang on, Jake. Jake, we got the full statement. The full statement wasn't from her, but it was from, we got a full statement from Bill that day.
Correct. But when you tell a Gen Zer they can't post for 13 days, which include pageant photos, you are killing them inside.
That's true.
That is true. So she's had to change the game a little bit, right?
Yeah.
She was probably expecting like a full Instagram post story.
Why?
I wasn't prepared for a comparison to Nancy and Tommy.
No, me either. That caught me off guard.
Here we are.
But, okay, I don't really fully understand the difference between Miss America and Miss USA, but in fairness.
I don't either. But this is Miss Maine, so what's the difference?
Well, because the winner of Miss Maine goes to Miss... Now I'm confused. Miss USA?
Right, I can't claim to care about all the details.
I can't either, but, you know, Pablo Torre, you gotta have your facts straight. So if you got that wrong, I question Bill Chisholm, for instance, for claiming he's from the North Shore. He's not. So, if I'm going to dig in on that, we can dig in on this with, a top Big J journalist like Pablo Torre getting his facts wrong. I have no idea if Jake's right about
any of that.
Well, but but Bill and Steve's wives. Brian and Steve's wives, rather, digging in on Jordan.
Well, just use your common sense, though.
Well, I wouldn't blame them, and I would wonder what took so long, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for doing it.
I bet, honestly, in the early going, you're like, oh, this is just like a fling of some sort, or this is, you're probably like, I bet you're kind of in denial that this is even a thing. Then you're like, oh, wait a minute, he's like bringing her places? And oh, not only that, but she's his manager?
And she has 8+ million in real estate holdings.
Right. Like, I don't like where this is going.
No.
Like, a Porsche, okay, whatever. Like, he bought her a car. He's a really rich guy. He bought her a car. You're like, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that, but
Wait, she's the COO of Belichick Industries? Right. Like, what is that?
Yeah. That.
Now you're starting to lose me here a little
buying
bit.
Buying a car would set off alarm bells, but I wouldn't hire a PI.
No.
The real estate dealings and COO of fake Bill Belichick Industries and, sitting there as his manager in the middle of interviews on CBS. Time to hire a PI.
And then if you're Steve and you're the defensive coordinator at North Carolina, you're like, this is a serious job, right? And then you see her traipsing around the field. You're like, oh, for God's sakes, what is going on right now?
She CC'd
should have stayed in Washington.
CC'd on all your emails to your dad?
Yep.
Like, come on.
All your public emails.
So I have no idea if he's right or wrong about that, but it wouldn't shock me. And I would wonder what took so long. 617-779-7937. We have Pure Hoops with Terp on a Monday at high noon. He's at MSG for Celtics Shootaround. We'll get his thoughts going into game 4. Plus all your phone calls again, 617-779-7937. And Rich Keefe has the top 15.
That's right.
Summer blockbusters.
That's right.
A summer blockbuster movie preview with Rich.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Keith next.
Becker Jones, Keith, yes. WEEI, and Jones, it is nearly summer. What a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining. 70s, I think, today.
I think it's supposed to get there. Is it there yet?
Oh, my goodness. We're as close to it as possible. These summer movies really kick off, I would say, 2 weeks from now. Actually, maybe a week and a half from now. It's always in May, right around Memorial Day, right before that, the summer movies kick off. So I got 15 for you.
Nice.
So these are movies that come out end of May through August in the theater. So you need a little break from the heat, let's say. You want to go see a blockbuster. Here are 15 movies that you can see. In order of release, not in order of personal preference.
Got it.
We can always go back and I can highlight the ones that I'm most excited for. But coming out on May 23rd, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Tom Cruise, our last great movie star, claims that this is the final Mission Impossible.
You buying it?
I'm not.
Okay.
I think there'll be more because the guy can't help himself.
Uh-huh.
He's like 60-something years old. He's jumping off of buildings. He's flying off of these motorcycles.
How many of these are there?
Great question.
Five or six?
No, I would say more than that.
More than that?
Is it seven, Nick?
It might be eight.
You might be right.
Wow.
The Final Reckoning. Yep, that's what we're...
Doing all his own stunts?
Yeah. So you have Mission Impossible, 2, 3, Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, Fallout, Dead Reckoning, and Final Reckoning.
Nice. Mission Impossible, Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
So this is eight then, right?
Yeah, okay, wow.
Let me count them up.
Nice.
They lost the numbers a while ago, but that's what we're going with. All right, coming out on May 23rd, the same day. So you're going to have to choose. Do I want to go see Ethan Hunt try to solve an impossible mission, or do I want to see live action Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, nice.
These guys had a nice little Super Bowl commercial.
Live action.
Stitch running around. I mean, he's a crazy little character, but the rest of it's human.
Okay.
So it's the cartoon that everybody knows and loves, but it's going to be live-action Lilo and Stitch. These movies make a ton of money, and I think people are going to want to see it. I'm guessing there's a kid in your house that might want to see this.
They should have done like a Barbenheimer thing with this, where they put them together. Mission Impossible.
Mission Stitch.
Yeah.
Exactly. The last Lilo.
Yeah.
On June 6th, from the book of John Wick, Ballerina. So Ana de Armas is the ballerina.
Nice.
Also an assassin.
Oh.
And this is going to take place in between the last two John Wicks. So Keanu Reeves is going to be in this. There's a lot of mixed reporting about this movie. Some people have already seen it. I think there's a lot of reshoots, which is never a great sign. I think they might have even gone back and like added a lot of Keanu Reeves parts.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a mess.
We need some Wick in this thing.
Could be a little bit of a mess.
Okay.
June 13th, How to Train Your Dragon, live action.
Another live action?
Yeah, we're going live action.
How many of these are there?
At least they catches the dragon.
It's on your business.
Good question.
Though. Yeah, so we're going to live action. This will also make a ton of money. And it's got a following from the How to Train Your Dragon people in the previous films.
Okay.
So anyway, there's that one. Horror movie, 28 Days Later. No, 28 Years Later. I wrote it wrong. So this is the third of the 20.
Weeks, years, who knows?
That's right. That's what they went. They went 28 Days, excellent horror movie, running zombies. 28 Weeks Later. Was also a pretty good film. And then this has been like 20 years in the making, 28 years later on June 20th. I think the same team that did the first ones are back. Could be scary. I think it could be pretty good.
Okay.
June 27th, F1. You a big Formula One guy?
Oh, is this the Brad Pitt's in this?
Brad Pitt is in this.
I have seen ads for this. Yeah, no, I'm not an F1 guy.
No. I think they're kind of billing this as Top Gun Maverick, but with cars.
Okay.
So instead of like going flying around real fast.
I like that.
On the cars.
Okay, I like that.
I'm not super into it, I'll be honest.
Well, you don't like Top Guns?
I do like Top Guns.
That's what I'm saying. I would be into it. Just, if you're telling me they're just driving really fast, I'm not into it, but okay.
What do you like better for a film, planes or cars?
Planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You it's got already
me.
Less than.
You got me there.
It's
yeah.
already a less
yeah, yeah,
than.
Yeah, true.
July 2nd.
Yeah.
We go back to the world of dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth. Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali.
Nice.
Messing around with dinosaurs. These are the scarier dinosaurs.
Okay.
These were dinosaurs that were on a different island because they're scarier.
Okay.
There maybe there's a kid involved. They got to run and hide from the kid. They got to save a kid. But these are like the
definitely
danger.
Crossbreeding with a raptor, which
yes.
is
yeah,
so
yeah,
frowned
yeah.
upon in the series.
There is going to be probably a new breed.
Okay, good.
One that we hadn't seen before is my guess.
In your research for this, Will Campbell makes an appearance or does not?
There's he's not going to be in the film.
There's a cameo? No,
he's not in the film.
Okay.
These are different dinosaurs.
He's not a big enough star yet.
I think they have longer wingspans, these ones. I think they're
future,
going to,
maybe a future Jurassic
maybe
Park.
Steering okay, away then. From the T-Rex.
Okay, good.
But I'm in on that. July 11th, Superman.
Oh.
The long-anticipated Superman, James Gunn, is starting this DC universe.
Yeah, Tatum's been promoting this, right? Isn't there like
yeah,
crossover
Tatum's in a commercial.
Nice.
Superman commercial.
Real rough timing?
I was like, they're down 0-2, and here comes Superman? Like, you might want to hurry up and get there.
Well, you got to yeah. bounce back from some adversity.
I think there's going to be a new trailer this Wednesday for Superman, but I don't love the character myself, but I like James Gunn movies, and I think this is going to be pretty good. On, let's see, July 18th. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Ooh, a little bit of a requel?
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like a hot young new cast.
So they're just straight up remaking it.
Yeah.
But what are you waiting for?
You can't.
What are you waiting for?
Who's, no, it's not a remake.
Who's
it's
playing Jennifer Love
it's
Hewitt?
It's a requel. You know who's playing Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Who?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, oh, so she's still in it. Okay, good.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. So never mind.
You mean Julie James?
I take back whatever criticism I was about to give there. Okay.
Freddie Prinze Jr.'s back as Ray.
Nice.
So after five friends inadvertently kill a pedestrian in a car accident, they cover up their involvement to avoid consequences.
Spoiler.
However, a year later, a stalker knows what they did and is hell-bent on killing them in revenge. With the stalker hunting them, they seek help from survivors of the infamous Southport Massacre of 1997.
I see. Requel. I get
deja
it.
Deja vu.
Yeah, I
kind
of. Got it. Okay.
This small fishing town has seen a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
You ask me.
More than their share.
But I couldn't be more excited for this film. I love this crap. So anyway, that is on July 18th. July 25th, The Fantastic Four First Steps. This is a big movie for the MCU, people.
They've been trying to make these.
They have.
They've attempted a lot
different
of these.
Different studios, though.
Okay.
So Fox did not do a great job. The one, honestly, with Evans and Alba, not terrible.
Okay.
The one with Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller,
not so
good. One of the worst movies ever made.
Okay.
It's
all
like
right.
Legit one of the worst movies ever
That's
made.
That's kind of surprising, considering your love for Michael B.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah,
I love Michael
that
B.
Is,
Jordan.
That is shocking.
But he's got to be with Coogler, I think. There's
That's
no Coogler
the
in that.
That's
Coogler
the
is the key.
Need the combo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please. It's like Belichick and Brady.
You can't break up Lennon and McCartney. Yeah.
Nope, you can't do it.
Yeah.
On the same day, I know Billy won't be seeing the Fantastic Four First Steps because he will be sitting at home watching Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh.
July 25th.
This, have seen previews trailers for this, yeah.
Looks like they're bringing in like a lot of real golfers.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce. For whatever that's
seems like a good amount of cameos.
Yeah,
but Billy's locked in on it. Good.
Sure. I don't blame him. Yeah. Another one that Billy's going to be in on. He says, what happened to the comedy? Well, let me tell you, Bill. On August 1st, The Naked Gun.
Wait, what?
The Naked Gun.
There's another one?
Yeah. It's like a requel.
Wow.
You know who's playing Lieutenant Frank Drebin?
No, I don't. I didn't even know about this.
Liam Neeson.
Oh, so wow.
Liam Neeson. Pamela Anderson is going to be in the film.
Huh.
Paul Walter Hauser. You've seen him. He's He was in the Jamie Taco sketch on I Think You Should Leave.
Okay.
He's been in a few other things. But this is, I think, a Lonely Island thing, or at least Akiva Schaffer's the director.
Okay, this I had not even heard about this. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's still.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
So, I don't know. It's a comedy. I'm in on that. I think Seth MacFarlane might have something to do with it. I think he produced it. They had a trailer that came out a couple weeks ago. Pretty funny.
Okay.
Looks pretty good.
Good.
All right. On August 8th is a horror movie called Weapons. This movie looks
insane,
crazy. The premise, when all but one child from the same class mysteriously vanish on the same night at exactly the same time, a community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance.
Huh.
Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, and it's the director that did Barbarian, which is a wild horror movie from a few years ago.
Okay.
This is the movie that got Jordan Peele fired his manager over, right?
Yeah, he like bid for it and didn't get it, and then he was like pissed and fired his manager. That's at least what the internet says.
Huh.
So that's Weapons on August 8th. Nobody 2 comes out August 5th. That's the Bob Odenkirk movie that's kind of like John Wick.
I didn't see the first Nobody.
Pretty great.
Okay.
You're going to want to see it or you're going to be confused as hell.
I don't want to be lost. So
you're not
going to
know what's going on.
Yeah, okay, good.
And then the last one I got for you to round up the 15 summer blockbusters, Caught Stealing, is a Darren Aronofsky movie that comes out August 29th. A former baseball player finds himself immersed in criminality in New York in the 1990s, starring Austin Butler, Zoe Kravitz, Regina King, Liv Schreiber, Vincent D'Onofrio, Bad Bunny.
Oh, Bad Bunny's
Action Bronson.
Nice. Okay, good.
And Carol Kane.
I like the kind of the double meaning of the title there. I think that's clever.
Sounds
kind of
like a sports movie.
Nice.
Former baseball player. So good. Add it as a sports movie.
Maybe we'll add the ball player there as a potential movie athlete
pretty good
in the future. Okay, so
Bad Bunny, not just the ultimate singer. He's been in movies and does wrestling.
Russell. Yeah, Bad Bunny, very popular. Also on again, off again with Kylie Jenner. No, Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner.
Either way, nice.
Yeah.
But hey,
no, Kylie's with Chalamet.
Would be pretty
good. Kylie's with Chalamet.
That's true.
Kendall's with Devin Booker and then Bad Bunny and then Devin Booker again, I think. I'm trying to follow it.
A little bit of Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Some Devin Booker. A bit of Bad Bunny. I think you answered this already. What are you looking forward to most?
I'm super excited for Weapons. I'm excited for I Know What You Did Last Summer and Fantastic Four.
And Billy, do I even need to ask?
Happy Gilmore, Naked Gun.
Okay, nice. Sir. Okay, so there we go. That's the summer blockbuster preview from
right,
Rich Keefe.
A total of maybe 3 hours of my time.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
90 minutes apiece.
Preview from Rich Keefe and Billy Lanny there.
Yep.
On the summer movie blockbusters, so mark those down. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Celtics, and we're going to be joined by Justin Turpin live from New York. It is Pure Hoops on a Monday at high noon next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.